At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in-person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there. I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things going on here at the Institute. We've got a sound bath coming up. Let me show it to you here. A week from, or actually this Friday, coming up September 4th. I'm going to share my screen again. It's at the Institute here in Sausalito. It's a Sound of Love workshop or sound bath. And I'll be playing a full range of instruments, running love the whole time, and people get blissed out. So if you're in the area, you can sign up. Just go to soundhealingcenter.com/events, and you'll see everything. We also have another open house starting October 4th on October 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. It's all about how sound works at every level of reality. And also, everybody goes on the sound table. We do a lot of meditations and get blissed out. It's about getting blissed out around here. Then we have our certificate program starting September 9th in person in Sausalito, half still online. And it's all about how the whole universe works. And then we get everybody to a place of peace and stillness over and over and over. So that becomes the norm for you and blissed out. And we also are a vocational school, so we teach very many skills on exactly how to do this as a practice. We also have the full program online starting this Tuesday, September 1st, and it works really well online. We also have individual classes as well. When we have a recording program coming up, which is starting September 15th, that's recording, mixing, and producing totally online. And we also have our voice analysis and brainwave programs for sale as well. Okay. That's what's going on here at the Institute. So today's show is all about frequencies. Frequencies are like keys that open up doors. They can often open up a door to a healthy cell or organ, or even a healthy soul. But they also can open up doors to frequencies that are not so good, like cancer, and we can turn the volume up and explode them. The most basic aspect of frequency is high frequencies activate the mind and low frequencies calm the body. So if you've got a sound table or a sound lounge, that's the best because you get the physical low vibrations on the body and it gets calmed out, and then the mind can still be awake with the high frequencies. And we can go both ways. And for sleep, we'd want to use low frequencies in the headphones as well. But for sports or being awake, mind awake, body calm is the best. So that's the most basic aspect or difference between frequencies is high and low frequencies. Now, frequencies come from several places. Let me go ahead and show you a little graphic here in case you're on video. Frequencies actually come from Well, first of all, we have frequencies from tuning forks and also frequencies from tone generators. That's where we can get pure frequencies. We're mostly talking about pure frequencies, which is one frequency. You can also get the N-track tuner, which will not only play frequencies, it will measure frequencies and notes. And the online tone generator doesn't measure them, but it will actually play them on onlinetonegenerator.com. Now, frequencies come from four main places. The first place is numerology. Frequencies are commonly derived from letters. So there's a whole system where they take the 12 numbers and convert them, take the first 12 letters and change them to the numbers, and then they repeat the 12 and until you get, or maybe it's 10, I forget. And so you got, there's a very specific system you can look up that takes the letters and changes them to numbers. So there's the solfeggio frequencies. This is how they were actually created 30 years ago. They aren't ancient frequencies. There's Joseph Pelayo took a unique numerology system, not the one I just described, but he took a system where he took a whole paragraph and changed passages on the Bible, the letters, to numbers. And he got six main numbers. And then we converted those to frequencies, and a lot of people are using those. So changing letters
to actual numbers. We also have whole sets of tuning forks for the actual archangels, and those are created by changing the letters of the archangels to numbers based on the numerology system. There's also just cool numbers. I mean, for there's 111, which is a triple number. Any triple number is cool. Or 1111, any quadruple number, those we commonly use. Or just even 432, 432. Right? In fact, those are, so we often just use cool numbers as frequencies. Then there's scientific frequencies. I mean, these are just measurable. I mean, there's a physics formula for measuring a space, and that's we've gone over that before. And there's a very specific physics formula for measuring materials, which is a lot based on square roots. And so we can actually measure any physical matter and with physics actually find its frequency. And that's very scientific. I mean, there's even the Schumann resonance, which is measured in six places around the planet every day. And that's a frequency that's triggered by lightning in the atmosphere that we're all tuned to. And that's a very scientific frequency. In fact, there's, you know, even the elements have their own frequency. There's a lot of things in science that are defined precisely by what vibrational rate they're at, especially when you get into chemistry and also all the way down to the quantum level. So we often have scientific frequencies that we just use. Then there's frequencies based on formula. The main formula that's used for the planet is to take the number of seconds that it takes for the planet to go around the sun, and then, which is millions and millions of seconds, right? And then we put one over that millions and millions of seconds, which is a really small number, and then you double it, which is octavizing. You double it, double it, double it, double it, and whenever you double something, you get the same note. And for the Earth, they did this one over however many millions of seconds, and then doubled it until we got 136.102. It kind of bugs me. I mean, how come they didn't take half of 136.102 or double or four times or eight times? I mean, why did they stop there? And it's kind of an unusual form of one over the number of seconds. I mean, the technical frequency of the Earth is based on three main things, the size, the thickness, and the density. And we don't actually know the actual density of the Earth at the core. But we know it would be based on that formula. It would be a really low frequency. Whereas, you know, we commonly use this formula of one over the number of seconds it takes to go around the sun for all the planetary gongs, the planetary tuning forks. Seems a little weird, but a lot of people are into it. I'm not a baby tosser, not throwing any babies out here. And then there's frequencies based on intuition. Not only intuition, but muscle testing or actually using a pendulum. And they can be cool. I mean, I've got this psychic. I said, okay, he says that energy gets stuck in the teeth, and that goes to the meridians and causes all types of problems. And I said, well, what's the frequency for that? And he said, oh, there's four frequencies. And one of them was 852. And one is 963, some solfeggio frequencies. Actually, it's so funny. I told him it's a solfeggio frequency, 852. And he was like, what's that? And I said, well, I told him the whole story. A lot of people think it's ancient, but it's really not ancient. It was discovered by Joseph Pleo by doing numerology on the Bible. And he said, let me check in. And he goes, whoa. 852 created the universe. I'm like, ooh, maybe it's a little more ancient than we thought. In fact, I just had this other guy that's totally intuitive, a total genius intuitive. And he said that 528, even though it's now shown that it has nothing to do with love, it's actually a very good frequency for healing So who knows anything for sure? So I'm never a baby tosser. I'm never throwing any frequencies out with the bathwater. So intuition could be totally cool. I mean, ideally, what would be really cool is get a room full of intuitives, psychics, and then get them to tell us the frequency of all different organs and issues, and then go in the lab and actually test them and see. It would make the journey much simpler, and maybe they're right. So you never know. You never know. So these are all the different places that frequencies come from. Now, the trick with frequencies is to get to know them in your body and know their names. I mean, we know frequencies intuitively. We are frequency beings. Every cell is a frequency. Every emotion is a frequency. Every thought's a frequency. Everything's frequency. And every organ, I mean, it's all frequency. So we're enveloped in this world. So our whole being knows it really well, but we don't know the frequencies by name. So let's play with some of the frequencies and get to know them by name. Let's see. Okay. I had this pulled up, but I don't see it now. Let's see if we can find it again here. Nope. Okay, I gotta pull it up again. Okay. Okay. I figured frequencies. Whoops. Okay. Frequencies. Okay, here we go. Okay. The lowest frequency we can hear is 20 hertz. And Zoom only goes down to around 50 or 40 hertz. There we go. And but we can make it out loud. So everybody do a kitty cat purr. That's around 20, 25 hertz, which is around the lowest frequency we can hear. Generally, the lowest frequency I can make out loud is about 50 hertz. Most women only go down to about 100 or 150 hertz. Guys can generally go down to 100 and sometimes around 70 or 80. So let's play with different frequencies of our hearing range. So here is 40 hertz. You won't hear this on your computer. You'll need headphones, but also I'll play it real briefly. I think of this as the root chakra. It's like the low bass of music as well. Here's 45 hertz, which has been proven to regenerate bones in two clinical studies, actually. It actually makes bones more dense. And it also happens to be around the main frequency of a kitty cat purr. So if you ever get a broken bone, you can get some kitty treats. You ever seen a cat with a cast? No, they got really dense bones because they purr them into more density. So that's really interesting. And also, that frequency is right at the frequency of the hummingbird, which I'm looking at one right now, by the way. It's really funny. There's one right in front of me. And then, so the frequency of a hummingbird and a kitty cat are almost the exact same frequency. They say hummingbirds vary more, whereas cats are actually more mostly the same frequency. So those are really low frequencies, and that's like the main deep bass. And then we've got, here's 100 hertz, which I think of as the second chakra. To get to know these frequencies, it's nice to tone them out loud. So welcome to sing along. See if you can match it. And also notice how hard it is to sing and where it resonates in your body. That's 100 hertz. Here's 111 hertz. A 111 hertz. According to Bob Beck, it's really good for cell rejuvenation, but I would bet that different cells are a little different. And it's also a frequency found in 70 sacred sites as well. And it's really good, I found, for migraines. I had a woman in class years ago, and she said before she took the class, she had a really bad migraine, and she heard a voice that said, "Tone this." And she looked at her digital clock, and it was 1:11. And so she did a search and found this web page and played the 1:11 and toned it, and her migraine went away. I even have a song for headaches on one of my CDs that's really good. I forget the name of the CD, but we actually created it for Massachusetts General. So it is a triple number, and it's really auspicious. Oh, after she got rid of her migraine, she signed up for the class immediately and then did her final paper on 111. And she said that 111's been used since the beginning of time. It's really very auspicious frequency, besides being in multiple sacred sites as well. Often just the wind blowing through and hitting the rocks creates it. Okay. So that's 100. Here it is again. Go ahead and sing along. Then we have the 136.102 that I said is the frequency there, based on that formula where they put one over the number of seconds it takes for this Earth to go around the sun and octavize it up. So see how this one feels. This is what, if you have an Earth gong, this is what it's tuned to, or even an Earth tuning fork as well. Sing along. And then we have 200 hertz, which is right around the third chakra, is what for me at least. And see how this one feels. Go ahead and sing it and see where it resonates in your body. That's where I actually go to when I'm resonating love. Or 250 hertz, which is the average frequency of the voice, especially the main frequency range that women speak in. So for women, this frequency is often really easy to tone. So sing along with this one, 250. It's also a frequency that mathematically is a resonance of the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid. And then we get to 300 hertz, which is, I think, of around the heart chakra, maybe a little higher than what I normally go through. See how this feels. As you might have heard in a previous show, I actually believe everybody's got a different frequency for their heart or love, and it varies. Everybody's a little different. And then we enter the range of the solfeggio frequencies. Again, these were discovered by Joseph Pelayo. And then what happened is somebody said, oh, let's actually add the solfege vowels to these frequencies from 30 years ago. And so they got the vowels from Father Guido, which is do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, which are based on the planets mostly. And they added them to it, and everybody got confused and thought, oh, these are ancient frequencies. They are, from Gregorian chant times. Father Guido was actually 1000 AD, but he didn't use frequencies. He was just doing the vowels that the actual that they added to them. And even the titles are not ancient either. But they're very auspicious mathematically. If you break them down, they're all a 3, 6, and 9. So numerologically, if we add 3 to the 9 to the 6, that's 3 plus 9 is 12, plus 6 is 18. And then the 1 and 8 of the 18 map out to a 9, or add up to a 9. All of the solfeggio frequencies add up to 3, or break down to 3, 6, or 9. So that's really interesting. There's many other very cool mathematical things about them as well. So they could be really important. The main thing people do with them is they actually tune the music to that frequency, because all the frequencies together sound really annoying, actually, or activating. So here's the 396 hertz, the solfeggio frequency of liberating guilt and fear. Go ahead and sing along with this one. And then there's 417 hertz, which is undoing situations and facilitating. Again, a solfeggio frequency, 417. Sing along. Then there's the 432, which is not a solfeggio frequency. There's a lot of auspicious things about 432. It creates a beautiful mandala pattern in each water droplet in the water when you play it to it. But it's also what they tuned to in ancient Egypt. Average frequency of a baby cry when they come out of the womb. Wah, wah. And it relates to the radius of the sun. The sun radius is 432,000 miles across the radius. And it's also a frequency in many sacred sites, and a distance in many sacred sites, and a latitude and longitude of many sacred sites. They also say it's the heart meridian as well. And most importantly, it's the time I was born, 4:32 a.m. Okay, so check this out. Here's 4:32. Sing along. Then there's 528, again, a solfeggio frequency. Leonard Horowitz says it unravels DNA and opens the heart. He now admits there's zero science behind that, but it's still really, really cool, 528. Notice we're getting up around the top of your vocal range now. Okay, so here's another solfeggio frequency of 639. See if you can sing this one. And then 741, which is awakening intuition. Here's 852, seeing if you can sing this high, which is the frequency that created the universe. And here's 1,000 hertz, the highest I can sing. 3,000 hertz is actually a really important frequency. Even though we can't sing that high, it's actually in the harmonics of our voice. Our harmonics actually go up to 20,000 in our voice when we speak. But it's also the attack of each consonant when we speak. And if you can't hear the attack of a consonant like k, ba, ta, ga, all of those, then it all sounds like it all sounds the same, and you can't understand speech. So it's a critical frequency range for understanding speech. If you can't hear it, you got to have a hearing aid. Right? So here's 3,000 hertz. And here's 5,000. This is right around the frequency range of the treble control on your stereo. Here's 10,000, which I think of as the crown chakra for me. And then about the highest most people can hear is 15,000. See if you can hear this. Cool. So it's really good to get to know your frequencies. Again, you can go to onlinetonegenerator.com or get the N-Track tuner, and it will play the frequencies. And also, if you make a frequency, you can, it'll tell you what frequency it is. Or if you have a crystal ball or anything that does sound, it can tell you what frequency it is. So again, it's nice to get to know the names of the frequencies. High frequencies are activating, low frequencies are more common. So this is the full perspective. Now, there's a lot of other frequencies that people have come up with for all different types of things. First of all, let's look at the frequencies for the different organs. So there's these frequencies from Peter Guy Manners, who was actually in a doctor in Germany before the war, World War II, and he left and then came back after the war and got these frequencies from the doctors that had done really horrible research by putting like microphones in people. But really good research also. And so he took these frequencies and worked with them and got a device. He moved to London and got a device and helped refine them. And the center frequency is the actual main frequency. So I've got here from hemorrhages to heartburn, Hodgkin's disease, impinged nerve, indigestion, all the way down to sprain, rheumatism, and vertigo. And so there's a center frequency, and then there's two other frequencies that are derived based on Chinese tuning system. But the core frequency is the center column. And these are frequencies that we've actually created CDs from. So we've got a full range of CDs that actually have these frequencies in them. And again, you don't listen to them. You actually play them on your body. So we've got sets for arthritis, asthma, brain, chronic fatigue, circulatory system, depression, digestion, endocrine glands, happy bones, muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, and respiratory system. You can play them on the body with headphones, or we've got a little subwoofer that you can use and play it on the body with much more bass. Or you can use the sound vest that we sell, or the sound, especially the sound dolphin, but you can also use the sound lounge and sound table. And these are especially good for pain. And it's really, really worth checking out all of these different Simus CDs. So those are based on this research from the Germans. But then there's also other sites that show a full range of frequencies. That, I mean, there's tons of sites if you go on the internet, but here's one that is greatdreams.com. And it's got frequencies for blood, adrenals, kidney, liver, all the different organs, the orbits of the chakras. It's got frequencies for mineral nutrients. We actually hand out a whole list of frequencies for every vitamin and every mineral there is. And when you play those frequencies, they actually create that vitamin and mineral in your system. It's very cool. And then we've got tons of frequencies here for just about everything you could imagine. And the only problem is with these frequencies, no one's really giving you exactly how they found it. Some people do, but it's pretty rare. I mean, how did they do the research? Did they do one person, or did they do muscle testing? Did they do it as an intuitive? Did they do scientific study? And did they test it with 1,000 people? I mean, you know, how do we really know what's going on here? And here's the biggest problem. No one agrees with anybody on the frequency of anything. It's kind of a big mess. Before we get into that, though, I want to show you one more document or website here. And this is a cool site called electroherbalism.com. And if you click on the frequency section, it's got like 20 lists of frequencies that people have come up with, including the Rife frequencies. So Royal Rife back in the 50s actually got a really good microscope, or created a really great microscope, and then actually found the frequency of like just about every disease you could imagine. And they're electromagnetic, though. They're not actual sound frequencies. And they're actually modulation frequencies. So he would actually take 3 million hertz, and if he was using 20 hertz, he'd go 10 hertz above 3 million and 10 hertz below. And that, so it went sweeping up and down and below, above and below 3 million. And then people started using those 20 hertz as a sound frequency. Well, it wasn't a sound, it was electromagnetic, and it was a modulation going up and down. So it doesn't work as sound very well. So, but it's very cool. I know people have worked with Rife machines that have done miracles and still getting rid of different cancers and stuff these days. So they're very interesting set. And there's all these other sets that are worth checking out. In fact, it looks like they've added more since the last time I look at this. Oh, yeah. Oh my God, there's like 25 different sets. That's at, again, electroherbalism.com. But again, here's the big problem with frequencies. This is very cool. And the basis of this is find the frequency of a part of the body or cell, play it to it, and it makes it healthy. And there's good science and some clinical studies that show this. And that's very cool. But the problem is no one agrees with anybody on any frequency ever. I mean, if you look at all these different sets, nobody's come up with the same frequency for anything. Sometimes, often, not even close. I mean, we've got frequencies for different organs that go from 20 hertz all the way up to, you know, 40,000. It's just all over the place. It's wacky, right? So here's why. Everybody's different. Everybody's cells are a little bit different frequency. Everybody's organs are a bit different frequency. So what we need is a chart that shows the range of frequencies for every type of cell, 210 types of cells, and every organ. That would be really good. Then you could sweep between those frequencies and likely hit the resonant frequency of health for that part of the body. But ultimately, we should be able to actually measure it scientifically. And we can. There's a Raman spectroscopy that will actually measure it in vitro out of the body. But there's or light microscopes that will measure it in the body. And that's very cool because then we can find the exact frequency for you. And that's extremely cool. But here's the other problem that makes it kind of wild and wonky as far as all the different frequencies. And this is also, I should say, this is why if anybody says, "Oh, have you heard of that new frequency device out there for healing?" And there's a ton of them. There's one almost every week, it seems like these days. I'm like, yeah, give me a break. Right? It's like, how did they find those frequencies and what type of research? You know, because often people are just looking up these lists of frequencies on the internet and using them. And again, everybody's different. But here's the other big problem. If you look at the heart, there's a mathematical formula for the size of the heart and the space in the heart and the materials of the heart. And there's a formula. I mean, there's the fluids in the heart, there's the cellular frequencies, there's the atomic frequencies, there's the light or photon frequencies. There's the electromagnetic frequencies that MRI looks at. And there's the quantum frequencies, which are like love for the heart. So the heart has tons of frequencies in it. And so it's very, so people aren't defining what they're looking at. That's why there's so many different frequencies for any part of the body that people have come up with. Not to mention they may be wrong, right, based on the way they're doing it. So ultimately, what we need to find is this array of frequencies, all the different frequencies that make up any organ. And I would bet that the frequencies within any organ are very specific musical interval relationships, which is very cool. They're all related mathematically, the same from person to person. That means you could find one frequency of just the cells in the heart and then extrapolate all the other frequencies of the heart. We'll see when we actually start doing the research. But now you've got all the frequencies of the heart and you play them all to the heart and you can resonate every part of the heart into its healthy state. We won't even get into the whole aspect of musical flows within the heart or musical flows within the circulatory system within which the heart is, and even the whole emotional body frequencies and flows and mental body, and won't even dive in to the whole spiritual realm of soul and source, right? It's very complex with the way it all ties together when you look at frequencies. So that's where we're headed, to actually find scientifically a very specific frequency by using a light microscope, and to be able to see and exactly what yours is, and we can then play it to it. Now, I want to say something before we continue about research around frequencies. It's really difficult to research whether a frequency, or find what frequency is the best for something, means you have to play 20,000 frequencies. And if you go into decimal points, we're talking infinite. And this is just sound. What about the electromagnetic frequencies? I mean, it took Anthony Holland almost 15 years to track down 15 frequencies for 15 types of cancer that will explode them 80% of the time in the lab. I mean, there's so many frequencies to actually figure out anything. That's why I'm really skeptical when someone says, oh, here's the frequency for something. Because what's happening, and this is what's really kind of weird, is people are going, okay, I'm going to play this frequency. Let's play 528 hertz on this disease or part of the body. And look, it's effective. It's like it's actually giving us good results. Well, that doesn't mean that 528 hertz is the frequency for that cell or organ or whatever at all, because you haven't tested all the rest. Maybe others are way better. Here's the deal. Pure frequencies have one really major thing going for them. They are not chaos. They are not, right? They are stable, consistent vibration, which is generally good for the body. Stable, consistent is normally way better than the chaos, because we want to overcome the chaos, which is fear, anger, anxiety, stress, pain, just fibrillation in the body, right? It's where any cell starts to get frazzled because of chaos, and you play a stable, consistent frequency to it, and it's good. So 528 is a stable, consistent frequency, so it's generally going to be good. Any frequency is going to be good. But until you test all of them, there's no way to know that that one's the best at all. And that's why some people say, oh, there's like 6 clinical studies on trying 528. I saw a study where they said 528 actually cleans up pollution in the ocean. Well, did you test all other infinite number of 20,000 frequencies and electromagnetic as well, and light frequencies and scalar even? Oh my God, no. Well, how do you know that's really the one? So if you see research that says this frequency does something, I'm really skeptical, very skeptical, because it's so difficult to actually pin down millions of frequencies as to which one's the actual best. Not to mention, there's so many different levels within any part of the body. Even a cell has so many different levels. You've got the whole cell, you've got the mitochondria, you've got all the parts of the cell, you got the atomic level, you got the quantum level. Oh my God, there's so many different frequencies on or in anything. So it's really very tricky. Now, that doesn't mean that a lot of these frequencies are not good. So if you see a list of frequencies for any part of the body, which we have in our reader and in my book, you can then actually check them out, and maybe they'll work, right? They might, I mean, who knows? Someone may have found something that's really good, and really perfect. What we really need is, if someone says there's a frequency device, what you ideally you should have like 500 or 1,000 people and say, what percentage of people did this help for this specific issue? That's what really shows it. Now, there's the other way to do it, which is highly recommended since we can't really trust any frequency, as you can tell from this whole presentation. And that is to find it yourself intuitively. So you could actually go up and down in your head and find the frequency of your adrenals. Right. And intuitively get on it. Like a little fairy that goes, there and there and there. Or it's just a knowing. Now, to get to this level of intuition, what I've learned is peace is the whole deal. The more you're at peace, the more intuition opens up. There are ways we can do it where we can play a full range of frequencies that entrain your brain into oneness. Because when you're one with the universe in unity consciousness, often the whole world of vibration in the universe opens up and all is known. It's like exactly like the shaman who's looking for the song of the plant. The shaman doesn't go, oh, let's get on ChatGPT and find the frequency. Tell me the frequency of this plant. Come on. And then we'll actually sing its song or tell me the song of the plant. No, of course not. They are so still and so tuned in to the field that they hear the song of the plant. And what I've learned is we can all do this. And with practice, even over just a few months, you can get really good at it. And I know this for sure because I've seen hundreds of students that at the beginning, they're like, I don't trust my intuition. I don't even have intuition. And by the end of the class, they're like, Dave, I can hear my Lyme's disease frequency, or I can hear my mom's cancer. Right. So that's really cool. Just practice finding the frequency of something. So let's try this. This is a little advanced, but we can go for it. You can do it. Tune into something in your body that's bothering you. A little pain or a issue somewhere in your body. And go up and down in your head. You could do it out loud as well. And find the frequency of what's right before it's wrong. You can find the frequency of what's wrong and then try and break it up. But we're going to find what's right. Let me demonstrate first. I'm going to put on my original sound so you'll definitely hear me. Okay. So I've got chronic pain in my neck from when I broke out a windshield with my face in high school. And so I'm going to go up and down and find the frequency that feels like what it needs or what was right before it was broken. Okay. Actually, it's interesting. Around here, seems to make it worse. Whereas here, seems to be better for it. Okay, so do that. Go up and down and find the frequency of that part of the body where you have a problem. I'll be here when you get back, when you're done. Okay. Now, okay, got it? Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to actually send that frequency to it silently. So I'm going to demonstrate. I'm going to breathe in, and on the out-breath, I'm going to breathe that frequency that I just found into my neck. I'm going to send it to it with my head. You know, just visualize it going into my neck. Okay, so check it out. Breathe in, and I'm going to breathe out, and here it is, silently, so you don't hear anything. In and out. Here we go again, in and out. That's really cool. Try that. Breathe in and out. Send that frequency that you found to that part of the body. Very cool. This is so effective. It's also the second part of just breathing. It's really good for you as well. But when you find that frequency, I've had so many people get rid of pain and very specific issues doing just this. It's shockingly effective. And you don't need any chart at all. And the more you practice it, the better you're going to get at it. Oh, Miss Panda Bear believes in it too. Here's the frequency of Miss Bear. Okay. Okay. Now, then we get to some really important frequencies. The most important frequency of all is yours. And that is the frequency of your heart rate, which you have to average out because it goes up and down. And brainwave rate, which you don't have to average when you're at peace. It's even the frequency of your breath when at peace. And that's what we've been finding for 15 years. You can find it on yourhomenote.com. We can do it over Zoom. But now we're actually creating an app with actual EKG, EEG, and a respiration monitor that will find it automatically. It should be ready within a week or so. Oh, my God. And that's really cool to be or listen to music tuned precisely with the sound frequency and the rhythm and the different brainwave states tuned precisely to you. There is no better frequency than yours. And that's really cool. Well, maybe there is a better frequency. Instead of your physical body, which is what we're talking about, what about your soul frequency? I had a psychic, she said, you can see it in the eyes. I'm like, how? She said, well, you can shine a light in the eyes and the reflection, if you put it into a prism, the reflection, it will split into the color frequencies of your soul. I'm like, whoa, be nice to find that one day. She said, mine is D sharp, which is really interesting because my body frequency or tempo is actually a B flat, my metabolism. So those are really cool. But then we get to the really large frequencies. What's the frequency of love for you? You can go up and down, bring love into your heart, go up and down. We've done this many times. And then find the frequency of that love in your heart. Just do it silently. Because everybody, I believe, is different. But what is the frequency of universal love in our universe? I have people say it's actually D. No telling what frequency it is. But what is the frequency of our universe, our whole universe? Some people say that our whole universe is a frequency, and there's many other universes that are different frequencies. I don't have a clue what that might be, but that would be a really important frequency. And then we get to the most important frequency of all. And that's source. Now, it's interesting. We've had many shows on this. I think of source as all frequencies. And I never thought about this until this moment. Well, if source is all frequencies, does it have a fundamental or home note of the key of all of them? That is its core frequency. Or note and frequency. That's really interesting. What if our entire all of source, which is all, had a home note? Technically, it has to. I mean, whenever you have an array of frequencies, they all come out. They always have a fundamental. Although, if it's 100% random, which a lot of it is, I mean, there's a lot of chaos in the universe, then it wouldn't have a home note. Like the ocean doesn't really have a home note because it's white noise. It's totally random. But there's a lot of, even in the ocean, there's very specific frequencies right when the wave crashes over. In fact, it goes from low to high. Right. So even in the universe, even though it could be a lot of chaos, there's a lot of order. There's a lot of order. And whenever there's order, there's always a fundamental home note, just like the home note of the key of a song. So that's an interesting one to ponder on. But remember, frequencies are only part of the whole matrix. The whole matrix includes a bunch of frequencies that make up, like the heart we talked about, or a bunch of frequencies that make up the whole of Source that we are part. And then there's all the relationships of all those frequencies, my heart to my liver, relationship of my soul frequency to my cats, right? or one rock or to another, or crystal to another, one planet to another, one soul to another. But then there's musical flow, the flow of the galaxies, the flow of blood through the body or through electricity through the nervous system, the flow of Source into us, although they say we are Source, so it's not even a flow, we're just are that flow, or being in the flow in the moment. There's all these different levels from frequency to many frequencies, relationships, and flow. So frequencies are only one part of the whole that we're a part of. Ultimately, one day, we'll know all of this. We'll be able to heal every disease and be all one with everybody, all the time, on the whole planet, everybody. Imagine that. Whew. Hold that frequency for the rest of the night, weeks ahead, months ahead, years and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care. Bye. Bye, Panda.